because they were already living in the valley, or in Waverly, when we came, and we came in 37.
Right.
You know, and they had already established their land.
They were already there.
But they had their own church, and they wouldn't allow their kids to date anybody outside the church. And,
really?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of church did they have, you know?
It was called Christian Reformed.
Uh-huh. Is that a Dutch thing, totally, or,
well,
as far as you know?
Not now.
Yeah.
You know, now it's broken out to where they're marrying people that they meet in school and stuff this way. But for a long time, it was, if you didn't go to that church and if you didn't belong to the clan. But seriously, they started having so many inbred kids that they had a lot of retardation. So I think that, you know, throughout the years that came to the front and they quit that.
Yeah, I know about that.
They're a little more open now, but for a while they were very, very strict. When I was growing up, they wouldn't let them go to school with us or anything.
Is that type of thing ever been a problem in the Mormon families, in the Mormon community? Because they're pretty, are they pretty tight like that?
Yeah, they are. But there are so many, I mean, then there was only like maybe 12 to 15 families that came in here.
Yeah.
Well, by the time you get through this cousin marrying this cousin and so forth, you understand? And the Mormon people, there's so many of them that they're actually not inbred.
You mentioned in your...
But yeah, they're strict with their girls.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you had converted to Mormonism. What did you convert from? Didn't mention that.
I didn't have a religion.
Okay.
And then when I started dating my ex-husband, he was a Mormon, so I joined the church with him.
So you just converted from...
From nothing.
Nothing, basically. Okay. That explains that.
Right.
Do you mention that your great-grandparents met and married on a boat from Germany?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know any more about that? That's really interesting.
They were coming in from Germany. They were immigrants coming in from Germany.
Yeah.
And they met on the boat. Her name was Anna.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Good old German name.
Oh, yeah, I knew somebody with that name. What about your, what was your great-grandfather's name then?
But they, yeah, okay, it was Saint at the time. But then they took the saint off after they came to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But the records were all destroyed in the war.
Sure.
Because my sister does a lot of genealogy. She's got back as far as, you know, she's got back to there.
Mm-hmm.
But now
got back to Germany.
She's got back to Germany, but now she's blocked because the records were destroyed.
Yeah, where, do you know where those records were? What city? They were in Hamburg.
You need to talk to my sister. She's a genealogy buff.
I'll look for her next. Where does she live?
She lives in La Jara.
All right, I'm there.
Yeah, okay. Oh yeah, she could update you big time on the genealogy of the Mormons.
And that's your sister, you said?
Her name is Ethel Shawcroft. If you're interested in calling her, she'll be home tomorrow.
How do you spell
her? S-A-T-W. C-R-O-F-T.
Oh, that's a neat name.
Right. You can tell her that I told her to call you. On genealogy from...
I might.
Right.
You mentioned, too, that your dad was very German, and I'm interested in what that means. I think I know, but I just want to make sure.
He was a very strict man, very strict, very set in his ways.
Yep,
he was a United States citizen, but he still carried the not Hitler attitude, but...